Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a long-time health person and PhD scientist by background. And as soon as I started taking the product, I noticed a difference right away. Even though I take a lot of different supplements, I noticed a change for the better with this product. And the idea, when I first heard about the product and what your company was doing, I thought, boy, this is the way you make a vitamin. So I'm very happy with it on several levels. Not only do I feel the difference from this product, but I'm happy that there's somebody out there making a product like this.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.
We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Our world is increasingly more interconnected and interdependent. That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action.
In other news,
welcome back, Kate Daly Show. The one and only. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm good.
And we have a lot to talk about with the great Dr. Duke Pesta, who's going to join us. Because that word salad clip from Kamala, you know, I feel like I've lost IQ points when I listen to Kamala Hormala. And that her speeches are just getting more interesting, let me say. Can we work together? I mean, that was inserted like 20 times into her little speech. It was very interesting. It's interesting to hear somebody say something yet not say something. How are you, Dr. Pesta?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good to be back with you guys.
Yeah, you too. She's by far one of the more insanely interesting and disgusting human beings we've ever had on the planet as VP, and they keep trying to sell her. But her speechwriter probably needs to be fired at this point for providing us the word salad that we have so come to detest.
It's hard to believe she has a speechwriter.
It's probably her.
I was going to say speechwriter. I mean, all those starving babies have taken up their crayons and they're writing this. The stuff for her.
Oh my gosh. It is unbelievable. Also on the news front, you had a message for men, did you not, out there?
Men?
Yes, the ones that need to step up.
With all the shortage of baby food, now all you lactating dudes are going to have to step up and take one for your country. I think if every lactating man gives one man boob to one family, I think we can get through this crisis together. So I think we're going to have to, you know, this is men of all ages, according to the LGBT crowd.
Yes, it is.
That, men of certain ages are going to have to get in there and, you know, and cinch up their belts and distribute. They're the bounty of their breasts.
I don't know about you, Dr. Pesta, but as soon as I heard about the shortage, I started having two wet spots on my T-shirt.
Would you guys stop? Oh, my God.
Your wife screams, imitates a baby, and you start lactating, right? I mean, this is what happens. I just am so glad. Because you imagine, if this baby shortage baby food shortage, if this had happened back before we realized that we lactated, what would we have done?
I don't know, but I know
these
tampons.
These kids would have gone without food.
Yeah, but the tampons in your bathrooms have helped, haven't they? I mean, something had to push you along.
The worst part for me is that now that this baby food shortage is showing its face, I'm afraid to have a baby.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, I've got chafed nipples. I've got sensitivity. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, I'm going to apply for maternity leave.
I think you should. I think you should in the best interest of yourself.
It gives a whole new meaning to embracing your feminine side.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure. We're up.
I went into my first men's room, and there was one of those tampon machines. How do girls get them in when their penises are in the way? I couldn't get around that. I kept trying to put one in, and
it didn't work. Oh
no, my penis got in the way.
You have to be really smart, like Kamala. She does videos on it. It's amazing when the liberal narratives run together, and then you realize how insane, mentally insane they really are. And this is one of them, you know? This is one of those moments. In fact, I was looking at a couple different things this morning, and one of them was right there in Wisconsin. It was a school district files title, the complaint against the three middle boys. Did you see this?
Three seventh and eighth graders. And what they did is they used the wrong dreaded pronoun.
And so
this is not a slap on the wrist. This is not a demerit.
Right.
This is not having to go stay after and load the tampon machine in the boys' room. This is a full-on Title IX complaint, federal intervention.
Wow. And so what happens with this? I mean, how far do they go? Like
What'll happen. Like every professor who's ever been fired or sanctioned for using the wrong pronoun, when it gets to court, they'll throw it out and they'll exonerate him. Those boys, if I were the mother of those boys, I would go take this to court. I'd hire a lawyer immediately, and I would make sure that not only are you going to throw this out of court, but you're going to punish the school and make them reimburse you for all the lawyer fees and punitive damages, because you're actually threatening little boys with serious, serious consequences simply by using the pronouns of their choice. And this is the funny thing. So it's only the left that has pronoun choice, right?
Right.
The fact that I want to call you what you are is illegal, and the fact that you want me to call you what you're not is mandatory.
No.
Now, how did we get to this place in America again, where I have to accept and embrace your delusions, and in so doing, I'm not allowed to use the language I've spoke for 53 years on this planet.
Well, Pesta, I want you to refer to me as an 18-year-old supermodel, and if you don't, you're wrong. And I think people should go after you, because I think every time you address me with what I think I am. Not what I really am. So there you go, Uncle Milty.
I think it's hypnotic drugs in the water.
It could be. You just never know.
Maybe that's why I'm lactating blue. Maybe that's what's happening to me.
Oh, the crazy is just getting crazier. And what do you do about it when it's this nuts? I don't know what to do about it. What do we do about this, Pesta? I mean,
you continue to mock it. I mean, you mock it at every turn because that's the only thing laughter is like disinfectant. You got to laugh at this stuff, because if you take it too seriously, then you've already given in to them. So keep making fun of them. Keep joking about this ridiculous stuff. And it's unsustainable. I mean, everything we're doing to try to help the delusion of a very small group of manipulated and confused people, it's outrageous. I mean, what where did this come from that that the least serious of our actual problems is the only one we pay attention to? I mean, you've got really big stories out there. Right. We got so many better things to worry about than you getting offended about a pronoun. It's just crazy.
Yeah. It's like we're, I always, you know, over the 10 years I've been on the radio, it just seems like we're bored in some ways. We're making things up to appease. We're trying to find a problem where there is no problem. We're trying to create a problem to solve. And there was that great quote, if you are easily offended, you are easily manipulated. And yeah. I do believe that. I do believe that there are many people that are just so easily manipulated into anything and having a problem with anything. And then, of course, this is embarking on our children, which is really scary.
Well, this is also what happens when people have so much wealth and freedom that they don't really even have to work. They don't have to work. They don't have to spend a lot of time caring for themselves.
Right.
The free time quotient vis-a-vis the useful input into society is way inverted. If you've got time to worry about this, then we're not working you hard enough. That life is just too easy.
Yeah.
It's the inmates running the asylum on steroids.
No, it is. Look at Beto O'Rourke saying abortion until 9 months is great. Okay, receiving the little fangirl applause on The View. Okay, of course they're like little monkeys. They're going to, you know, they're gonna applaud for anything said that's insane and sick and evil. That's who they are. Women.
That's dangerous. I mean,
it is.
The fact that they're all talking this way. The mayor of New York is talking this way. All the defenders of abortion now have really shown their colors, that they actually believe that the only thing that makes it a living baby is if it survives birth. I mean, if you mangle it when it starts to come out, you still got to let it die, right? So this is the most absolute extreme position on any life issue we've ever seen, and it's coming from the Democrats. This is the kind of stuff that would have fit nicely into the Nazi regime. I mean, it is so unhumane what they're doing. It's so over the pale. You would not allow this to happen to dogs or horses. You would not. You would right. balk. You would balk, and not just PETA. This would be so repulsive to the animal-loving morality of this country. Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with a human life, so I think one of the really good things that's happened here is how absolutely clarifying good and evil have become recognizable again.
Yeah.
All of the misty gray that we've pretended, all of the ways we've pretended that doing the right thing is hard because there's no signposts or right answers and everybody's got their truth. Times like this, you realize clarity. We have now moral clarity between those who want to simply destroy unborn life and those who protect it. And you know what? It turned out we were right all along. The ghouls of abortion really are that bad. And those that want to save the unborn, they really do stand squarely on the right side of any moral divide that you want to put down.
Amen.
Yeah. Even the ancient Greeks didn't throw you off a cliff until they proved you had a deformity.
Seriously. The rallies that went on all weekend, one particularly disturbing down in Phoenix, fetus equals good snack. I mean, it got to the point, it was, you know, like you said, and it was perfect. They reveal themselves, and we are seeing the stark difference between good and evil now. There is no question. There's no way to stand there with the pro-choice sign and know that you're not killing a baby. You are killing a baby, whether you like it or not.
And one side is narcissistic, deluded, and selfish.
Right.
The other side is actually quite reasonable. I mean, you know, once again, Bill Maher. I mean, once again, you gotta wonder, Bill Maher. I mean, for like the 18th week in a row, comes out swinging, and it's not against us. He makes a great point. Bill Maher said, "I had no idea how much more restrictive abortions in Europe were."
Yeah.
I mean, in France and in places like France, I mean, it's like 7 weeks maximum,
right?
Which is way before we have ever had, way before we're willing to stop.
Well, they consider 6 weeks to be the, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, that if a conservative state passes 6 weeks or more, they're considered, you know, an abomination to the abortionists. Hold, we'll be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're straight. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange.
Welcome back. People are strange. Welcome back. They are. They're crazy.
Yep.
Crazy and strange. Welcome back to the show. We have Dr. Duke Pesta in this hour. Final hour on a Monday. Excited about that. Your Monday's almost over. And Dr. Duke Pesta is such a great part of Mondays. I love this. And make sure you get to the website, because at the bottom, katedalyradio.com, you're going to see some of my sponsors, and Prepare with Kate is a great one to go to get food storage. Preparewithkate.com, because out of all the ads you see, that is the one with the lowest prices. See, we just did your homework for you. And so you can go to preparewithkate.com and get special benefits being a listener to this show. Preparewithkate.com. Also, make sure you go to Zelenko's Z-Stack and Detox. And these are two great things that you should have on hand in bulk. Okay, we are going to get shortages by far in this country, and don't think for a second we're not. You need to be shopping right now and to bulk up right now. This is the time, and so make sure and go to the websites. Dr. Duke Pesta, glad you're back with us. And Uncle Milty was talking to you on the break about the three boys that they came in all heavy in Wisconsin for using the wrong pronouns. What was the age of these boys? What was
13.
It? 13. Yeah. I can't imagine psychologically what is that going to do to them? Because that's what Uncle Milty was asking on the break. And it's a great question. Psychologically, what does this do to these kids?
Well, Title IX is serious. That's what happens to us professors when we run afoul, right? When some confused, dumb little student doesn't like something we say in the name of free speech, that's what they do, is they hit us with Title IX complaints. So this is a federal category of complaint. It's very serious. I don't know if the boys know the seriousness of that, but I'm sure their parents, and hopefully their parents' lawyers, have let them know what's going on. But this is the kind of stuff you're doing now to middle school kids. And the only thing I can think here is that this is how far down the rabbit hole we've gone, that we're going to start charging elementary school kids for sexual harassment for not recognizing, or kids too young to think abstractly are going to be punished for not doing what they're supposed to do, but they're incapable of doing at their level of development.
Yeah.
So there are other problems that are coming forward because of these things. There was a story on Blaze Media. The headline is "Christian Middle School Assignment About Homosexuality Prompts Backlash." And your first thought when you read that headline is they're promoting homosexuality.
Well, and Christian middle school.
But that's not what's in the article. What's in the article is that the assignment was for them to write a letter to another friend who was fighting with homosexuality and explain to him that there is another way. Homosexuality isn't the right way. To me, that's just as bad as the other way. At 13 years old, they shouldn't even be discussing homosexuality at all.
I think the reason the church schools are doing it is because otherwise their kids have nothing to say. Already, we've decided that if you're a mom who tries to get her confused 13-year-old boy help about his homosexuality, you could lose the kid. If you take a gender dysphoric 9-year-old girl to a minister to try to get help, they can take the kid away from you. I think what's happened here is you've got a lot of Christian churches, church schools, that realize this is so invasive that what do you do? I mean, is it enough? I guess this is the question. Is it enough if you're a Christian school in this culture to simply ignore the entire phenomenon? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be more bothered by it if this was 8 or 9 or 7 year olds, but 13, I mean, that's consistent. We're talking now almost not eighth or not, or even high school we're talking now. I don't know, it begs the question. If all over this country, church dogma, Christian theology is on the defensive. We've decided that following the actual teachings of Christianity is we've decided as Christians that it's something we can't even talk about publicly. We've got to keep our mouth shut. Right. Well, then clearly the left has won.
Ah, and interesting point. Okay.
I'm just wondering, at age 13, certainly the children are a little older.
Mm-hmm.
In one sense, it's an exercise, isn't it, of how to use Christian values to push back.
Okay. What do you think, Uncle Mochi?
I think at some point we're going to have to, as a society, admit that the only way to solve this problem is to get tighter control over the teachers. As long as the teachers are willing to promote this stuff,
right,
we can't get rid of it.
After what Dr. Pesta said, do you still feel like they should not be having an assignment like that?
No, I still don't think. I understand what his point is, and I tend to agree with it. I still don't think that's the answer, to start creating anti-homosexual warriors out of our 13-year-old children.
Well, I mean, I think this is an issue where you could see both.
Yeah.
And I would actually also throw in there, it's not Christianity that's foregrounding this in every aspect of youth culture.
True.
Right.
So again, if you're teaching Christian morality, I mean, it's the same thing with abortion. They're the same people who would say that's way over the pale to actually have kids' rights letters like that. Would you say the same thing about pro-life issues? The left would want you to say the same thing, that young Christian kids and 13 and 14-year-olds, what if the assignment was, write a young friend of yours who's underage and got pregnant, trying to talk her out of having an abortion. Would we say, in this culture, that is something that we would rather have our Christian kids never have to deal with? They're too young. They're too impressionable. The culture may be going that way, but we want the Christian schools to be a haven for that. Do we want kids in Christian schools to be passive and silent and unengaged with the culture? Or do you want them to be able to? Because if they don't get them in their Christian schools and their families, what's going to happen to them when they get to college? At what point then do we enable kids to fight back about this kind of stuff? Again, it's not the Christianity that's dragging this into the culture. It's the public's the theater. And quite frankly, they've made it very clear, the LGBTQ, that Christian theology is their mortal enemy. And so they're not sparing their attack on Christian worldview.
Right.
They're not sparing that, right? They've aligned actual relatively passive Christian morality as hate speech. So, I mean, I think you can see this both ways. I mean, again, if they were younger kids, it would bother me more. But, I mean, I compare it to the situation with abortion. I think a 13, 14-year-old Christian boy, or girl for that matter, should be able to write fictitiously a defense of why he or she and her church believes that life is sacred. Now, is that so radically different than the view about sexuality, what sexuality means in a Christian context?
Well, I think go ahead.
I agree. Mostly, I agree. My problem is, I think probably my problem is that I still consider 13 even prepubescent. They're entering a territory where they shouldn't be yet.
Well,
if they were 14 or 15, to me, it's a whole different story then.
So back, I always talk about this because back on Oprah, Tyler Perry went on. I don't go to Tyler Perry for parenting advice, but he did make one solid good point when he was on Oprah years ago. And that was that his aunt molested him. And he said, my body betrayed me. And he said, when my body betrayed me, my body did things my mind didn't want it to do. And this aunt was older, and he was kind of a preteen. Okay. He wasn't a child. He was a preteen. And he didn't understand why his body reacted. So he was coming to conclusions as to why. So in this day and time, because our kids are seeing so much of what we did not see growing up, we did not have all those images in our face all the time. Now kids have these images in their face all the time. Ever since Ellen's first kiss in the 90s, okay, on TV, now everything is all about being gay on TV. So they're seeing all these things. And I actually liked his point, is that my body betrayed me. So there are conversations I would have now with somebody at 12 and 13 than I would have 20 20, 30 years ago, only because we've changed the landscape of what they're looking at all the time and of what they're dealing with all the time. And they do need to understand that, oh, hey, your body can betray you. It doesn't mean you're gay. So I want people to have that conversation, right? I want to have conversations like that with kids so they know that they don't have to go now on this journey of creating who they are sexually for another 10 years to figure out that they're not gay. Right. I want them to know now. You know what I mean?
And so the other thing is, I haven't seen the letter, right? Mm-hmm. My understanding is it's a counseling letter. It's not a you're going to hell because you're gay letter, right?
All right.
From my understanding, it is, according to Christian Orthodoxy, this is why your choice of lifestyle is a choice. It's not a compulsion. It's according to the laws and the theology and the dogma of Christianity, why you might want to reconsider this. Now, if it turns out that what it is you're going to hell because you're gay letter, well, then I absolutely would oppose that. But mm-hmm. I think this is not that. I think this is something more, and actually it's kind of clever, and it's something that we haven't been doing in our Christian schools, is preparing kids to enter the fray. I've made the point for a long time. The Christian schools have stopped teaching kids mm-hmm. how to defend their own faith.
Right.
The one thing our kids don't learn in Christian schools, no matter how much you spend on them, is to take the intellectual argument to the enemy. All we're selling in Christian schools is humility and tolerance and keep your mouth shut and be accepting in the name of Christ, right? That's one part of it. The other part of it is sin, and sin is dangerous, and sin ultimately separates you from God forever. So consequently, our kids have to fight that battle too.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in Catholic school mm-hmm. a long time ago, we did that. We didn't have to worry about homosexuality as a topic, but we were constantly being taught how to frame arguments based on reason and scripture to justify what we believed.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's true. The another thing, though, that bothers me is if we say it's okay for this to happen, where the Christian kids are allowed to counsel against homosexuality, then doesn't that then give authority to the other side to counsel Christian kids that homosexuality is okay, which is already happening, but...
But the problem is that we've been quiet on the Christian side, and they've demonized us anyway. All right. Yeah. And not only they demonized us, but many of the Christian schools have dragged that pro-LGBT stuff right into their classrooms.
Well, mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point, right? I mean, there has to be something left of traditional Christianity, unless you just want to cede the territory, right? Think about how the Republican Party has ceded education to the left, mm-hmm. doesn't want to get involved, doesn't want to talk about it, refuses to engage. And so what do you get from that? You have a complete public school system, and now even private schools, dominated by this hostile ideology. I think it's the same thing with the church. I think the fact that Pope Francis has said nothing, absolutely nothing, about the potential Roe versus Wade being overturned mm-hmm. shows you that he is, that's the consequence, right? Are we better off? We would be better off with a pope who hailed that potential decision as a potential life-saving event, one that we have prayed for ever since 1973. Mm-hmm. That, but he's not doing it. And so I say this to the kids who are getting Christian education. If you are never able to articulate your position, even in the mm-hmm. safety and security of a Christian school, you are never asked to or never allowed to defend that worldview, no one's going to defend it for you anymore.
I think we've all reached the agreement that it's time for a reckoning.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty when we come back.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. There's been lots of questions in the last year, especially about gender, but I don't have a problem with my gender. I know I'm a man. I look down, and I'm a man. I'm a short man, but I'm a man. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Amen. Amen. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get absolutely.
Hey there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta from the Dr. Duke Show. And if you go to my Facebook page following the show, right after the show, you'll see him on camera and every single day at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And then at 6 p.m. Central. And of course, Uncle Milty's with me. I just wanted to mention, go to my website. Some of my wonderful sponsors are there. Clean Start is a hand sanitizer, also wound care. And so if something ever happened, whether it be earthquake or whatever you find yourself in the middle of, you're going to want this product on your shelf. Clean Start is amazing. So go to Clean Start, please, and make sure that you're getting that. And I have Dr. Duke Pesta. We were just talking about, and this is such a great conversation, you guys, because it's when do you have this conversation with these kids? When is it okay to tell them to write a letter to say, you know, what to say to somebody who thinks they're homosexual? Because there's a Christian middle school that was up for debate on this. And then, of course, the Wisconsin school, the boys, the 13-year-old boys using the wrong pronoun, school files, you know, a complaint. And it's we're getting into some weird territory. So, Dr. Pesta, we were just having this conversation about this, and truly, I see all these groups coming into the schools, and they come in for the bullying thing, and the school administrations say, oh, yes, come in, you can be part of our school, and you can address our kids. But really what it is pro-LGBT. I don't see the right side doing this. I don't see the right bait and switch like the left does. The left always has to lie their way in. The right, I don't see doing that. I see them, if there's a thing for Christ, they say that, and if they want to talk about morals, they say that, and they're usually not welcome into the schools because, you know, you can be alienating if you discuss this sort of thing. But you see the leftists going in with all these programs to indoctrinate our kids, and the administration's letting them in. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the progressive left is teaching LGBTQ as if it were morality and science certain, right? I think they're teaching it both as morality and as science, which they're problematic both, those two things. It is morally correct, and it is also scientifically and anatomically correct. That's what they're teaching kids. And by doing that, they are marginalizing and in many cases attacking Christian and other religious beliefs. This is truth. That's what's going on. So in the Christian schools, we've already noticed that many of our Christian schools have begun to adopt the norms and the mores of the LGBTQ agenda. They're bringing Christianity, they're altering Christianity, they are rewriting Christianity, they are putting aside thousand-year-old tenets and orthodoxies to promote the same things. My point is that, you know, if Christianity is going to survive, and maybe it'll, maybe Christianity will change its view on all of these social issues. Who knows? If things are going the way they keep going, 10, 20 years, you may have Christian churches, you're already seeing it, 100% devoted to abortion. You've got Senator Warnock of Georgia is mm-hmm. also a minister. And he is a minister who believes that all abortions through the first 9 months are actually blessings from God. That's where Whoa. We're going to be on these issues. And if that's what happens, Christianity gets gutted out and it's not really Christianity anymore. That's what happens. But I think there is a perfectly appropriate response in Christian schools to teach kids to defend from these kinds of arguments mm-hmm. and to be able to explain their own church's historical beliefs.
Yeah.
If you don't equip them to do that, you're guaranteeing that Christianity as we know it will disappear quickly.
It's a great point. What do you think, Uncle Milty?
I agree.
Point.
No, yeah. I agree totally. We have to start being more proactive in defending ourselves.
Yeah.
There's no
right.
question
and
about it.
And I do think the conversation has changed. That's why I mentioned the Tyler Perry thing. I mean, we didn't, if you notice, when I grew up in the 70s, that conversation wasn't had, and I don't think it needed to be had at that point. But because society has changed so much in the last 20 to 30 years, and I mean in the last decade, it's grotesque what's happened. You're right. We do have to arm our kids, and even at younger ages than I think we even realize.
I agree. I think that's right. And so, you know, we're very close to becoming Canada. Mm-hmm. In Canada, they have passed laws
right.
that if you cite the Bible, mm-hmm. actually cite the Bible, about its views on sexuality, you can be arrested.
Yeah.
And you can be fined huge amounts of money for offending people with the Bible.
Yep.
We are on the precipice of this here.
Okay.
And if that happens here, and I think this is what this is really about, then by definition, government will have altered religion. The freedom of religion, which is guaranteed in the First Amendment, will be for all effective purposes dead. And that's a scary place to be.
Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. You're on with Dr. Duke Pesta. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to throw my two cents in about when we can teach our children about the sin of homosexuality. First of all, why do we have in our churches Sunday school for children at 5, 6 years old? We're teaching not only the gospel, but the law of Christ and more of mm-hmm. God. And also, you know, many
Good point.
We
mm-hmm.
have to look at the maturity of the children. There are some people intellectually mature enough that can write and compose beautiful music at age 4. I'm talking about Mozart and so forth. We also have to look at their
right.
Spiritual maturity. Some people, I believe, were saved when they were 8, 9, 10 years old.
Okay.
So there's a lot of factors that go into this. But, you know, if we teach, God is real direct in the Bible about homosexuality is a sin. You know, it's an
okay.
abomination. He said it several times.
I'm going to take one more phone call. I so appreciate that point. And, yeah, I think he's right
mm-hmm.
about that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Just wanted to let you know that we just had a conversation earlier today with our daughter in Arizona, who's an attorney for a large school district there. And
uh-huh.
she was busy preparing and adapting a presentation that she normally gives to high school kids
uh-huh.
or third graders, because there's so many issues with sexual harassment now in the third grade level, the 8-year-olds, that there's starting to be major legal ramifications. And she's now being asked to come and speak in all these different schools and talk to the kids about sexual harassment and pornography on their phones, potential charges, what's appropriate touching, what's not. And there's so many issues now in that age group that it's becoming a legal issue. It's so scary.
Wow. Thank you for that. Ooh, what do you have to think? What do you think about that, Uncle? Duke. Duke Pesta.
Uncle Duke.
Uncle Duke.
Yeah. Go ahead, Milky.
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're both really brilliant points. And I think it goes back to what we said before, right? I mean, one side is being armed with arguments, both from science and from morality,
right,
that no one's allowed to argue with.
Yeah.
Our side, who has arguments that are every bit as valid, and in many cases, much more invalid. When it comes to transgenderism, I'm sorry, but our side has the truth. When it comes to abortion, our side has the truth about what it is. But if we can't say it, and if we can't teach our kids to say it because it hurts somebody's feelings, then
right. No, you're right.
We live in a world where religion is doomed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And it's getting harder and harder because the right is self-censoring now. And because we're self-censoring at this pace, the left message, the left abusive message to call things what they're not and pronouns and all of these kinds of things. I mean, that's what's taking control. So we're self-censoring now, and we're going to get to a point where we had this discussion last week. Your property extends beyond land. Your property is your free speech. Your property is your ability to speak out about something. That is, from Madison's standpoint, that is property. And we lose property, we lose liberty. And we're fast losing all liberty in this country. So we have to make sure we realize what property means, and property is part of what we say.
Yeah, and once we lose our ability to speak freely, we're talking about sexual issues here, but they will apply to everything.
And it's really with sexual issues is really where the you shut up and right. I get to say the narrative from the leftist standpoint. That's where most of this is really starting from. And we've noticed this through the years, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So we have I think that's our big, it's just, we have all these groups going into the schools, right? And they all get in on that bait and switch. And the schools are so stupid, they go along with it, or they really do want them in there. But isn't this the bigger message of get your kids out of these schools so you do not have to have the conversation of when you should be writing a letter to this, when you should be addressing that anyway? I mean, our kids have to be pulled out of these government schools anyway.
The sexuality issues attack everything. They attack morality. They attack religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no facet of our society that isn't affected by sexual discussions of these natures. Once that's done and finished and they win that battle, then it's the economy,
right.
Taxes, wealth.
We have another call for you. Let me see there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty.
Milty just, he started on it. It also takes up time and it wrecks the kid's mood.
Ah.
The kid goes to school to learn and to be friends with his friends. All this does is screw them up emotionally and they can't learn.
Well, thank you for that.
Who listen to this show are going to have to realize that they have to get together with at least a few of their neighbors of like thinking mothers, shall we say, and try to locate a teacher, a dissatisfied teacher, and create a homeschooling atmosphere where that teacher will work for them for maybe five kids or whatever that teacher can handle.
Right.
But homeschooling is the only way to do this.
I know.
Because the left is not going to give up destroying the schools.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's another thing, Dr. Press, I wanted to bring this up. My son, I remember in middle school, got a talking to by a cop and the vice principal for two solid hours because he and his Indian friend were passing barbs to each other like anybody that age would do. And we know what they did? They got after my son. They got after my son because even though the Indian kid was talking about, you know, and they've been friends for years, saying some smack to my son, when my son, said some stuff back, he was the one abusing this other kid, right? That's what they said. And they had to talk to him, and a cop had to talk to him for 2 hours. It was ridiculous. It was insane. And of course, I had it out with the school district over this. But here's the issue, though. They immediately pounced on my son. They immediately went to my son as the issue. My son wasn't the issue. They were just being funny back and forth and thought it was funny, just as kids would always do and growing up. But this is the kind of nonsense. That's where it started. Now it's into the everything sexual, and now it's into this territory. But we have a big problem with this this jumping to conclusions, hypersensitivity, all the adults, the hyper overacting on all of these issues too. So
well, it goes back to my point. And the I get what the last caller said. But okay, all right, so we don't want to, at what age do we inform kids?
Right.
I mean, the idea that our Christian kids in Christian schools are locked away from this and they don't know what's going on, that our kids don't watch popular culture, that they're not watching Disney,
right.
that they're not
right.
aware of what's going on, is it's just not true.
Yeah.
I mean, and so what the fella said, that all you're doing is upsetting them, they're already upset by it.
Yeah.
I mean, if upset means they have been at an age too young, brought the realities of those kinds of worldviews have been brought before them, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the other thing. I mean, if we follow that suggestion, that our job is to, from kindergarten all the way through senior in high school, to completely shield them from all the things and all the ways that the world is turning, then what have you equipped them to do?
Right.
I mean, so when they finally leave, let's assume they get careers or they don't go to Catholic colleges or Christian colleges, and they find themselves in the public schools or out in the public world. I mean, it's almost like what we're suggesting is that we need to have almost an Amish approach to this, right?
Right.
Cut our, which we can't do.
We can't
cut
do.
Ourselves
right.
and cut our schools off completely
right.
to the revolution that's taking mm-hmm. place in the public schools.
No, you're
especially
right.
when it comes to sex and sexuality.
You're right.
I mean, too early is too early. I get it. I don't want to see it happening to kids in middle school. But when you're getting to high school level,
right.
At that point, do we keep our heads in the sand?
Right.
Or do we at least try to equip our
mm-hmm.
children?
This
answer. What happened to you, Kate, is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Your son was engaging in some friendly badinage
yeah.
back and forth.
Banter.
And because he... was making it the joke from the perspective of mm-hmm. white supremacist power as a Christian.
Right, right.
He's the only one who was attacked. That's what's coming down the road.
No, you're right. That's why yep. I brought it up, is because that this has been going on for a couple of decades now, and it's sick on what's going on in our schools. Thank you so much, Dr. Pesta.
Yep.
You're awesome. Go catch the
Thank
Dr. Duke Show
God
on
bless.
My Facebook page. And you guys, be faithful, be fearless. We'll see you here tomorrow. Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So make sure you go to mypillow.com and put in the code word Kate, and you're going to be able to get this deal. And it's for our listeners. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. Thanks, you guys.